I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a KMOX exclusive, our Maria Kina has been talking for weeks with St. Louisans who want to know why they're not receiving mail from the post office, and this is happening for several days in a row.
First, KMOX sent emails to the Postal Service in St. Louis. We are still waiting for a response on those. Then National Association of Letter Carriers Branch 43 shop steward and letter carrier at the Southwest Station, Nate Markovich, talked only with KMOX about why people are not receiving their mail. It's not because of a letter carrier shortage, though because of dramatic changes being made. Men and women who made a career at the USPS are now having second thoughts. Markovich tells KMOX in the 63109 and 63139 zip codes, 13 mail routes have been eliminated, but it's not limited to those areas. Mail routes have been eliminated in West County, Afton, McKenzie Point, Maryville Gardens, with likely more to come. So what are the post office supervisors doing?
No, they don't carry mail. They sit in the office all day. Now, they are supposed to be doing they're supposed to get out and start walking with us to see how these adjustments have been going, even though they should know that all the routes are overburdened. And hopefully that will help bring some routes back to the station, but only time will tell.
When you talk about how they've increased the routes, how many mail carriers would you actually need to cover this much territory?
Probably about 70 to 80. We got now, we probably like around 60. Some people bid out of the station now because they don't want to deal with the long routes. So they'll bid to a station that hasn't been route adjustments been made. We had a few people quit. And since the amount of routes have been reduced, that reduces the number of part-timers that we can have in that station too. So we had maybe like 10 or 15 part-timers. Now we got like 5 or 6. And they're dropping like flies. They're quitting too because of all the added workload.
Why did they only select certain areas? Is there a big plan to do it across the board?
Well, I think it's going nationwide. I mean, these route count and inspection teams have been hitting areas, kind of doing the same thing. I think they're going toward the bigger stations, the higher volume stations, where it's easier for them to justify a cut. But other than that, I don't know what the reason is. They don't provide much as far as that.
Now, you're the shop steward, so everybody obviously comes to you and puts their grievances out there. What could be done, do you think, that would get their attention?
Probably pressure from the media and, you know, members of Congress. That'd probably be the big thing. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people, we got a lot of changes going on in the post office. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people putting pressure on. If they let us do our job, we would get all the mail delivered. And everyone would be happy. But for some reason, they're not letting us do it. Like if you reach out to your senators and representatives, that actually has shown to help. Oh, reaching out to your House of Representatives, yeah, and your senators and Consumer Affairs. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had the Office of Inspector General's inspectors in the office, and I believe they were requested by Josh Hawley to come in and see, you know, what's going on with the mail, because it's something he seems to be concerned about, his constituents, making sure they're getting on-time delivery, right, and, you know, everything's getting delivered to them. So I think that would be the biggest thing. And you can file complaints on the USPS website as well.
Are you going to stay?
If it stays like this, I'm not sure. I would like to, but I think I can handle it fine, but seeing everyone else go through it, it's hard. It's hard to deal with.
And I'm sure you have carriers that aren't the youngest.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 20, 30, 40 year guys that, you know, maybe had a good route, or like in West County, the 30 year guy out there had an all mounted route, and his route got adjusted to all walking. Well, if you've been doing it 30, 40 years and all of a sudden they want you to do a walking route, it's going to be tough to adjust, and you might just have to retire. I mean, that's just the fact of reality for some of these more senior carriers that want to keep doing it, that have customers that love them, that the community knows them.
Do you think that's the plan, the big plan, maybe, that they're trying to get rid of the old-timers and just make the post office a part-time job, essentially?
Well, I'm not sure, because I know, late last year, the Postal Service put out a early retirement proposal where you get paid a buyout and to retire early, but they didn't include letter carriers. We're the only people that weren't included, which kind of seemed unfair, because there might have been some older carriers, more senior carriers, that might have wanted to get out a little earlier instead of waiting an extra 8 months or a year or whatever. So I'm not sure if that's the goal, but if they're trying to get people to retire to, lower the benefit burden, then maybe.
So this time, KMOX contacted the United Postal Service by phone.
For letter carrier personnel issue, say personnel. For not applicable, say not applicable.
Not applicable.
In order for us to investigate this further, a service request needs to be submitted.
You say you're trying to reach media. You said M-E-D-I-A, media?
M-E-D-I-A, a media specialist, or someone who deals with the press.
Please try telling me what you are calling about one more time.
Mail delivery issues.
It is normal for an address to not have any mail slated for delivery on any given day, or to have mail delivery times fluctuate daily. However, if you have not received any mail at all within a two-day period, or if you are not receiving mail regularly for two or more weeks in a row, I can help you with the next steps to get the issue resolved. USPS is happy to offer you a choice of music while you wait. Please press 1 for contemporary, 2 for country, 3 for hip-hop and R&B, 4 for Latin, 5 for world beat.
Well, as it turns out, KMOX was not able to get any answers immediately, but we're supposed to receive a call in a few days. We'll keep you posted. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.